Your station for Fleetwood Town.
BBC Radio Lancashire.
Stephen, you came from behind again and equalised, this time towards the end of the game, but is that another frustrating afternoon for you?
I think so. You know, it's sounds like I'm saying the same things all the time. But again, we have, I think, four one-on-one opportunities today and we weren't clinical enough in our finishing. The conditions were really poor, but I didn't think we passed the ball with enough aggression first half. And the conditions made that difficult at times, but we were far more aggressive in our play, far more positive in our play second half. And in the end, it was a game that, again, that we should win. You know, we come here and ask for a response in the second half. The one thing that I will say is the players certainly gave that. I thought their attitude towards the game, their energy levels, their fitness was terrific. But as I said, post-crew last week, we have to win away from home at these places, and I'll not be satisfied until we do.
Especially the teams that are around you in that battle at the bottom of the table.
Of course, you know, the first step is that you make sure you don't lose these games. That's crucial. But for me, we have to win these games. And the players know that. You know, we talk about it very openly in the dressing room, and they know the standards that we expect. They know the standards that they've set as players. But I want us winning, and that's the frustrating thing. So many good things, but again, as you said last week, the word you used was clinical, and we have to be more clinical.
Scruffy goal to give away as well. I expect you're not that happy with it. Not happy with any time at conceding, but it's a bit scrappy.
It was a real poor goal from our point of view. You know, we allowed their player to skip through three or four, I thought, tentative challenges, and you know, we've been looking very tight at the back, but we can't lose goals like that, you know, we really can't, especially when we were a team with the wind at our backs in the first half. We wanted to make good effect of that, but we had a poor start there like we did at Crewe, and we have to ensure that we stop doing that, because our response to the disappointing starts have been excellent, but our focus has got to be better on the opening exchanges.
Yeah, it'd be nice to get ahead in the game, wouldn't it, really?
Yeah, it would be nice to get ahead, and it would be nice to bring teams on to us and really utilise our counter. But, you know, as I said, we've found ourselves twice behind in recent weeks, but our response has been really good. But I'm disappointed, like the squad is, that we don't win the game, but I'm really pleased with our attitude towards the game.
Nice when a manager brings a player on and he scores with his first touch.
What a substitution. You know, I've said this in the past that, you know, substitutions, really, you're reliant as a manager on the player's mentality when he comes on, and Ash's mentality was excellent. You know, I don't think he's had the best weeks of training. He really hasn't. His finishing was poor all week, and it's amazing. He got the opportunity and showed real composure, real intent in his finishing, and really pleased for the kid.
Yeah, and the other substitution's got the assist as well. Tariq just knocks the ball through, and Ash utilises that pace that we all know he's got.
Yeah, you know, I think Tariq also made a big impact when he came on. I thought he looked energetic, he looked lively, and he created a number of really good moments and was unfortunate not to score himself. But, you know, it was really pleasing that that Ash got the goal. You know, he is that type of player. You know, he's an impact player that really can make a difference coming off the bench, and he proved that again today. And also a big thank you to our supporters today. You know, it's a terrible day, and I believe the weather is extremely poor in the north, so not great conditions for travelling. But again, they turned out and gave us great support, so a big thank you to them.
Yeah, that's but it's another vital point. When you look at it, you look back at the 90 minutes, Mark Halstead's the man of the match, from the crew, you know, the goalkeeper, and Chris Maxwell's done really well at your end, but he's not had the same amount of saves to make, has he?
No, and that's the frustrating aspect. But I've said to the players, and they know this, that we can't keep having these conversations after the game where we apply ourselves so well, we're the dominant team, we create numerous chances, but we draw the game. And I don't want to sound like a broken record, shall I say, on this radio show, because but the reality is that's what's been happening of late, that we're really dominant, we are doing so many good things, but I want us to win games.